This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace and come to you, humble ourselves and need thy mighty hand today, just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. In the name of Jesus, we are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful, hallelujah, for the Spirit of the Lord just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. So, oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this lips of clay, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding here this night in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to Galatians, the sixth chapter, verse 7 and 8, and also Proverbs 19, verse 21.
Galatians 6, verses 7 through 8 reads, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." That was Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. And then Proverbs 19 and 21 reads, "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. And we ask that the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We just thank God for another opportunity to come before you to bring forth the word of God. We thank God because his word will not return to him void. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about the power of choice determines the outcome and destiny. The power of choice determines the outcome and destiny. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. It is choice, not chance, that determine our destiny. I'm going to say that again. It is choice, the choice that we make, not chance, that determines our destiny. In the book of Joshua, chapter 24, and verse 15, the B clause of the verse, it says, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve." It's a decision that we must make each day of our lives. Hallelujah. Again, in Proverbs 19, verse 21, it says, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that's your sin. You know, we can have all type of plans in our lives that we would like to have achieved. But the greatest counsel to go to is God. Because God knows. He knows what's best for us. You see, faith, F-A-T-E, is what puts opportunity in front of us. But our destiny is ultimately determined by our decision. The power of choice determines the outcome and destiny in our lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those who are listening to this teaching today, and that may be listening at a later date, I want you to know that life is full of choices and decisions. The quantity of your life is shaped by the quantity of your choices and decisions that you make in your day-to-day life. People of God, for every action, there is a reaction. And for every choice, there is a consequence. Yes, that is a spiritual nugget that we should, hallelujah, a principle that we should practice each and every day of our life. For every action, there is a reaction. And for every choice, there is a consequence. The success and failure in our lives are determined by the choices we make. The choices we have made. Yes, the success and failure in our lives are determined by the choices we have made. In the Word of God, believers of Christ, we are commanded to strive for excellency. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, 15 and 16, says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I commanded thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess it. Here was Moses at the time when the people of Israel came out of bondage, under bondage in Egypt. And here Moses was giving them instruction. But it was up to them to take heed to what was said. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. So people of God, not only in the religious point of view, but even from a worldly viewpoint, the choices and decisions we make have constant bearing on our lives. Remember that it is choice and not chance that determine your destiny. The power of choice also, it determines the outcome and the destiny. God created man with the ability to choose. And with the ability to choose, God gave man the responsibility of his choice. Yes, man, we are the only ones that have the free will. Yes, God gave us as human beings the ability to choose and the responsibility to choose the lifestyle that will determine our ultimate salvation as well or our damnation. It is tight, but it's right. We will be without excuse because God has provided us with his word. His word is biblical instruction before leaving earth. His word will not return to him void. What we sow, we shall reap, according to the book of Galatians. Hallelujah. So remember, you alone make the decision regarding your eternity. You alone can't point fingers at nobody. No, because of the choice of the free will that you have. To arrive at the right direction requires to make the right choices. Yes, everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to suffer. Everybody want to do what they want to do. When the Bible says, for us to line up with the word of God, there's two paths in life to take. The path that leads is narrow, that leads to the righteousness of God, and there is the broad path that is wide and broad, where many is traveling. Very few will find the narrow path, because the narrow path requires obedience. The narrow path requires, hallelujah, to die to self, take up that cross, and walk daily with the Lord. Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. You see, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's power and love in the Holy Spirit. Yes, the kingdom of God is a kingdom that we are striving to get to. The kingdom of God is within you as a believer of Christ. So we must seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. The power of choice determines the outcome and the destiny. You see, wrong choices cannot produce right results. Wrong choices cannot produce right results. For example, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they decided to eat the forbidden fruit in the garden. And because of their choice made in a negative way, they was expelled it from the garden. Let's look at Cain. Cain chose to kill his brother Abel because of jealousy, and he became a fugitive, going to and fro. Judas, and he was one of the original disciples of Christ. He chose to betray the Lord, and he committed suicide for 30 pieces of silver when his conscience convicted him of what he did. So people of God, to choose means to commit. Bible says in the book of Psalms, 32 verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. This is a promise that God, hallelujah, gave the psalmist. And he's given it to followers of his, followers of Christ, children of God. He wants to instruct us and teach us in the way which we should go. He will guide us. He will provide for us. He will protect us. But we must get caught in Psalms 91. We must be in that secret place of the Most High. Yes, God can, and he wants to help us with all of our choices. God has placed every human being on this earth with some choices to make. Yes, we are given the freedom to choose, the freedom to decide which route we are going to follow. In the book of Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Yes, God has a way out for us, for each and every believer, each and every person. But the choices that we make, it will determine where we will go. It will determine the outcome. Hallelujah. So, child of God, you have the freedom to choose. You have the freedom to make a choice, because the power of choice will determine the outcome and the destiny. Your decision will determine your destiny. That way, you can't blame nobody. You can't blame the preacher. You can't blame the evangelist. You can't blame the apostle, the prophet, pastor, the teacher. You can't blame no one else but yourself. It's an individual walk with Christ. It's an individual decision that we must make, either to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, or to reject him. God will not force himself upon us. He will deal with us. He will call us to himself, but we still have to make the choice on our own. So we all were born for a purpose and with a purpose. Our personal fulfillment is possible only in so far as we complete our destiny. I'm going to say that again. Our personal fulfillment is possible only in so far as we complete our destiny. So fulfilling our purpose must be our primary goal in life. As a child of God, as a believer in Christ. So keep this in mind, people of God. It is decision that determines destiny. It is decision that determines destiny. Again, for a reminder, in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, the B clause of the verse, I have set before thee, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. So therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Also in Deuteronomy 30, verse 20, the A clause of the verse says, that thou mayest love thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cling unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days. Every day, God gives us the freedom to make choice about what we think is going to be good or even best for us. So the power of choice determines the outcome and the destiny. A person is considered foolish when he or she do not think through the application, implication, and consequences of he or her action. Sure, the power of choice is God's gift to every believer of Christ, to every child of God. But it is up to you to use it wisely. For believers of Christ, the power of choice is limited to God's way or the world way. On the surface, God's way seems restricting, but the truth is that God's way is the path to true freedom. In John 8, verse 31 and 32, the word says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if you continue, you abide in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The power of choice determines the outcome and destiny. The power of choice is needed in our lives like never before, especially now in 2020. God's word won't change. God's word is settled in heaven as well as here. So people of God, by losing our life to Christ, we gain it. By holding to Jesus' teaching, we gain the freedom of eternal life. Oh, yes, when we choose God's way, we no longer have to worry whether we did the right thing. Even if circumstances should go bad, God will turn things for our good, in our favor, because the word says so in the book of Romans 8, verse 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So the power of choice is not a myth, but it is the most solid truth that you can find. When we choose God and let his way dictate all of our choices, we receive the freedom that no other choice can equal. Power of choice, it determines the outcome and the destiny of our lives. You see, a decision is to make up your own mind, to determine what direction you are going or not going. Decisions are very important because we make them each and every day of our lives. For example, today, Mighty Oak is yesterday, Little Nut, that held its ground. So people of God, today's decision determines who you will be tomorrow. Your choice dictates the steps you take, steps to a glorious or destructive future. For every act done, consider the consequences of choice. Yes, brothers and sisters, in Christ, those that will be listening in at a later time, your choice, my choice, it dictates the steps you take, the steps to a glorious or destructive future. Remember, for every act that is done, consider the consequences of choice. For an example, there was two brothers, Esau and Jacob. Esau came back from hunting, and he was hungry. Esau sold out his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of pottage just to satisfy his natural hunger for a short time. When we look at Samson, he was for a short time of unlawful sex, fornication. He had his eyes plucked out by the Philistines when the enemy caught him, and his glorious destiny was crushed to a level of a prison house granite. He became a laughing stock, and eventually his hair grew and his life was cut short because of a few minutes of pleasure with Delilah. Choices that we make has consequences. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about the power of choice determines the outcome and destiny. A decision is to make, is for you to make up your mind to determine what direction you are going to or not going. So decisions are very important. Your choice dictates the steps you take, steps to a glorious or destructive future. Remember, for every act done, consider the consequences of choice. We were talking about, for an example, how Samson, when the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him, Samson, he would become very powerful. And he took a jawbone of a donkey and slayed the Philistines at the time, many of them. So they was trying to come up with a plan on how to capture him. But Samson was seeing this young, this lady by the name of Delilah. And she kept asking him what was the secret of his strength. So eventually Samson gave in and told her that it was because of his hair. And secretly, while he was with Delilah, the Philistines sent soldiers and one of them cut his hair. And then they bound him up because he wasn't strong anymore. He was like a natural man. So after they bound him up, they brought him, they placed him in prison. And here in the book of Judges, for every action done, remember, consider the consequence of choice. Here it says in the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 23 through 30, verse 30. And it says, then the Lord of the Philistines gathered themselves together, for to offer a great sacrifice unto their God, and to rejoice. For they said, our small g God had delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, For they said, our God has delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass when their hearts were merry that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport, that he may perform for us. And they called for Samson out of the prison house. And he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. Now remember, they had plucked Samson's eyes out also. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women. And behold, while Samson performed sport, and Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may being once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes that they had plucked out. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and which it was bored up on one with his right hand, and of the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistine." And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the lords of the Philistine and upon all the people that were therein. So the day in which he slew at his death were more than day which he slew in his life. So brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, this is an example of the power of choice. The power of choice will determine the outcome and destiny. Samson was a mighty man of God that got caught up in a situation with this lady named Delilah, which he had sexual encounter with. Because of fornication, because of him being driven by the lust of his flesh, it cut his life short and his destiny in God. For every act done, we have to consider the consequences of choice. Yes, we will be without excuse when we stand before God, because he has given us the tools. He has given us his word as our spiritual manual that we must follow as believers of Christ if we want to live a safe and prosperous life. If we want to live life to the fullness, God is merciful. Yes, he is a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. He has given us the power of choice for us to decide, for us to make on a day in and day out basis. He has given us a free will for us to be governed by his word. God is good. He's no respecter person. If the power of choice, the consequences that was made by Samson, it is the same on what we said earlier. If a man sow it to the flesh, he will reap corruption. But if he sow it to the spirit, he will reap everlasting life. We, man or woman, boy or girl, male or female, we have a choice to make on a daily basis concerning life. Because life is filled with choices. Hallelujah. So people of God, we have to get to the place to where we deny ourselves of sometimes, even if people mock us as believers of Christ for the stand that we take for righteousness' sake. If they mock us today, we have to get to the place in Christ where it will be water like on a duck's back that we run in order to preserve ourselves for tomorrow. Because your destiny is dependent on nobody but you and God. Your destiny is dependent on nobody but you and God, on the choice that you make. You see, the question may be asked, how do I ensure that my choice are right for a better tomorrow today? Well, the word of God let us know in Psalms 25, verse 12. What man is he that fearing the Lord? Him shall God teach in the way that he should go, or he should choose. Fear God. Now, the fear that I'm talking about is a fear to reverence him. It's a fear to respect God and to obey him. When we fear him, we want to live a life that is pleasing in his eyesight. You see, God is ever so ready to lead his children in the way that they should go. The Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. The next thing that we should do to ensure that our choice, all right, for a better tomorrow, today, it is for us to study and meditate on God's word. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, the word of God, it enables you to discern good from evil. Because the more of God's word that is in you, the more your strength and grace you have to make the right decision. So reading the word of God, studying the word of God, is essential. It's very important. We must, on a daily basis, set aside a time of devotion, a time to get into God's word, not just read over it, but to meditate on the scriptures. Let it go from your head all the way to the depths of your heart. Let it take root inside of your heart. So when the time comes about to where the scripture is needed, that the word of God is in you. How big is God in you? How equipped are you with God's word? Ask him to crown your head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Pray before you get into the word of God. Ask him for revelation, knowledge of his word, in spirit and in truth. We have to understand that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God looks over his word to perform it. So, child of God, always think before you act or talk. Don't be in a haste, in a hurry to do anything, no matter the pressure. Always consider the consequences of choice. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Also in James 1, verse 20, it says, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So remember that the power of choice determines the outcome and the destiny We, as believers of Christ, must always remember that God is available for us, hallelujah, to go to in time of trouble, in time of wanting to get closer to Him. So the power of choice determines the outcome, and it determines the destiny. Again, like the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, it says, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, there may be one or there may be some under the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. You may be tore up from the floor. You maybe don't know which way to go. I stop by tonight to let you know that the power of choice will determine the outcome and destiny. Hallelujah. Bible says in the book of Romans, Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of coming to a place in life. You have tried everything else. This is your hour. This is your time. Don't put off today. Don't put off and wait until tomorrow for what you can do today. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. After hearing the word of God, if that's you, come to the place of repenting. Come to the place of letting God know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed towards Him. Ask Him to forgive you, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Be sincere about your choice that you make to Him concerning salvation. Bible says that after you repent of your sin, according to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Remember what Proverbs 19, verse 30, 21 says. There are many plans in a man's heart, but nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. So, it's just a matter of coming to a place, throwing both hands up, and saying, Lord, I surrender. I surrender all to you, my whole life. God don't want part of you. He wants all of you. And after you made the confession of faith and belief, now by faith you are saved. By faith you are belong to the family of God. You're a child of God. Heaven is standing at attention. God is standing with his arms open wide to accept you in the beloved family of God. What a great reunion it will be that when Jesus comes back again, and he's coming back sooner than we think, but he's coming back for a church to take a prepared people to a prepared place. Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know that God loves you? We love you too. God loves you so much, and the Bible says that he was willing to send his best. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Will you be in that number? God bless you. God keep you, is my prayer. And we say amen and amen.
Amen, Apostle. What a wonderful teaching to know that if we line up our decisions with Christ, we can't do nothing but win. If you have enjoyed this broadcast, share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends, and have them join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, the number is 347-826-9424. If you would like to contact Apostle Thibault or myself with questions, comments, topics you'd like to have discussed, a seed offering, we'd be more than happy to have you write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Remember, God loves you, we love you, and if you keep your mind and thoughts stayed on Christ and make decisions based on what his word says, the Bible, you can't go wrong. Have faith in Christ. Have faith in God. And just know he's in control no matter what it looks like on the outside. So remember to make choices that determine your outcome and destiny. And if you make God choices, they'll be good choices. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. And the Lord allowing, we'll be back with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.